This VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. United States is calling for a vote Friday on a newly revised and tougher UN resolution declaring that an immediate sustained ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war is imperative to protect civilians and enable humanitarian aid to be delivered to more than 2 million hungry Palestinians. In the previous draft, the Security Council did not make such a declaration. Meanwhile, at a news conference, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. remains against Israel's plan for a ground offensive against Hamas and Rafah.
Military operation in Rafah would be a mistake, something we don't support, and it's also not necessary to deal with Hamas, which is necessary. We're going to have an opportunity next week to share in detail that view with our Israeli counterparts.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports that House Speaker Mike Johnson says he'll love to have Israel's prime minister address Congress amid growing criticism from Democrats.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says he plans to invite Israel's prime minister to address Congress. It would be a GOP show of support amid growing criticism from Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and other Democrats of Benjamin Netanyahu's leadership.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way.
Republicans have rallied around Netanyahu since. Johnson tells CNBC he'll invite Netanyahu to address Congress. Such a speech during the Hamas war would be seen as highly politicized by many Democrats critical of Netanyahu's war tactics. Schumer says he would welcome an address. Sagar Magani, Washington.
You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News.